This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Hanley. The New Hampshire Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today that for the first time center on the fairness of a death penalty sentence in the state. Michael Addison is the state's lone death row inmate. He was convicted and sentenced to death in 2008 for the murder of Manchester police officer Michael Briggs. Today's arguments will focus on whether Addison's death sentence was fair compared to similar cases nationwide. Bashir is a law professor at the University of New Hampshire School of Law. He joins us now to talk about the case. Good morning.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for coming in. The Supreme Court already has upheld Addison's conviction and death penalty sentence. So why this fairness review?
By statute and by the Constitution, in part, on appellate review of his conviction and sentence, the court first reviews the conviction to see if it was done fairly in light of the Constitution, statute, other rules. And they've done that and they've affirmed the conviction, then they, by statute, they look at the sentence, the imposition of the death sentence. And by statute, they look at three things. They look at whether the sentence was imposed under the influence of passion or prejudice or other arbitrary factor. They've done that, and they found that it was not. Then they look at whether the evidence supports the jury's finding of an aggravating circumstance. They've done that, and they found that the evidence did support the jury's finding of an aggravated circumstance. So there's one thing left by statute. The court has got to decide whether the sentence of death is excessive or disproportionate to the penalty imposed in similar cases, considering both the crime and the defendant. That's called the comparative proportionality review.
And they're looking at these cases around the state, around the country?
They're looking, they litigated about 4 years ago what counts as a similar case.
Mm-hmm.
And what counts as excessive or disproportionate. And they basically said a similar case is one where it's the same kind of capital offense, that is, it's the killing of a law enforcement officer, and it's a case where there has been a capital conviction, and there has been a separate capital sentencing hearing, and there's been the imposition of a sentence. Since there's no such cases in New Hampshire, since this is the first death penalty case in, you know, over 50 years in New Hampshire, they decided to look beyond New Hampshire and at published opinions around the country that meet the criteria I just described.
The last execution in New Hampshire took place in 1939. If the Supreme Court sides with the state, is this the end of the line as far as Addison's possible appeals go?
I would characterize it as the end of the beginning.
Okay.
This is substantially the end of the state litigation of his direct appeal.
What happens next?
Next, there's several options. He can appeal this directly to the U.S. Supreme Court on a petition for a writ of certiorari, also fondly known as a cert petition, directly to the Supreme Court. Or he can file a habeas corpus petition in federal district court and proceed that way, eventually, possibly, to the Supreme Court. So this is the point at which, primarily, with some exceptions, the case moves into its federal phase, and that litigation will take a substantial amount of time.
Any implications that this ruling could have on the future of any death penalty cases here in New Hampshire?
All that the court has said in the various opinions that they've issued interpreting the language of the statute is going to lay the foundation for whatever death penalty cases come in New Hampshire.
Bashir is a law professor at the University of New Hampshire School of Law. He joined us today to talk about the latest developments in the Michael Addison case. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.